A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 to Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Erev in Peches, Erev in 88A, pagination page 175. At the bottom of the page, a Mishnah begins on the last small line, right before the wide lines. Chotzer shipechusa me arba amos. If you have a yard that's less than 4 amos, ein shovchem besocha mayim b'Shabbos. You can't pour water into it on Shabbos, because the water is going to flow into the Rishus HaRabim, into the public area, and it is similar to Hotza'ah in some way. Mishneh Berurah explains that it's not Hotza'ah, because I didn't put it in the Rishus HaRabim, I put it over here. But if it's going to flow into Rishus HaRabim, there's a little bit of a problem. It looks like Hotza'ah. Elim Kain, unless Osula Uka Machzeke Sasayim Minanekev Ulamato. Unless you make a ditch that will hold the amount of Sasayim. What the amount of Sasayim is and what its significance needs to be explained. If you take a quick glance at the last line of the Gemara on this page, you'll see Sha'odam Osri Lihistapik Sasayim Mayim Bechol Yom. A person uses this amount of water on every day. You have to know their society, their culture, what that means. But this Sasayim was the amount that's used every day. And as we'll see, it's the amount that could normally be absorbed into an area of Dalet Amos on Dalet Amos. That's the amount that would be absorbed, and indeed, it's brought from the Chazon Ish that if the area is not an absorbing type of floor, if it's wood, then this dispensation doesn't work. Let's think again, what's the dispensation? If you're pouring water into a Dalet Amos by Dalet Amos yard, let's say 7 feet by 7 feet, then we'll assume that it gets absorbed. Less than that, you would have to dig a ditch, because we're worried that the water is going to flow into Rishus HaRabim, and it's not a pleasant scene as far as Hotza'ah goes. You're dumping it into your yard right now, which is enclosed. We're worried that the next thing is going to be you dump it directly into the public area, because that's anyway the image that it ends up flowing there. So what we want you to do is dig a ditch, and this ditch has to be able to hold the amount of sasayim, and if you dig a ditch like that, then it accepts this amount of water and it doesn't flow directly into Rishus HaRabim. How big is sasayim? And again, from this you'll try to extrapolate how much water they used and what their culture was. So the Rama writes that it's chatzi amo by chatzi amo, half an amo by half an amo, by shalosha chumshei amo, by three-fifths of an amma, three-fifths being just more than a half. So a half and a half by three-fifths. Quick numbers, just to get an idea, we're talking about 10 inches by 10 inches by 12 inches. It's a little ditch, an area that holds a certain amount of water. It's not an extravagant, you're not making a mikveh here, but it holds a certain amount of water. That's the amount of water of usage for the day. So the Mishnah again says, if you don't have 4 amos by 4 amos, which would normally absorb, then you got to dig this ditch so that it doesn't flow directly into Rishus HaRabim. The Mishnah continues and says, Beimim b'chutz, beimim b'fnim. We don't care where this ditch is, whether it's in Rishus HaRabim or in Rishus HaYochid, whether it's in your yard or as it enters Rishus HaRabim. There's a little crevice, a ditch that will bring it, and the holding area that you're creating is in Rishus HaRabim. That doesn't bother us. Elashimi b'chutz, but if you do it in Rishus HaRabim, in the public area, tzorech likmor, you would have to cover it. Now, the covering has two reasons. One reason is because if you have a holding area that's not covered, depending on the size of the holding area, it could end up being a Rishus HaRabim itself. Just because you indent it a little bit doesn't mean it's not a Rishus HaRabim. So we need you to cover it. So then it makes what's underneath it a makom ptur, a nebulous, vague, pariv type of Rishus. And that's exactly what we want, that the water should be going not into Rishus HaRabim. The other reason that you have to cover it, Mishneh Berurah says, is because otherwise you're creating an obstacle in Rishus HaRabim. No one gave you permission to start digging ditches so that people can sprain their ankles. So you have to cover it because it's Rishus HaRabim, and that's what the Mishnah says. Mibifnim, but if you did it in your own Rishus, in your own possession, so then in Tzarech Likma you wouldn't have to cover, because that follows the rules of your private area, and the person in his private area could have different ways to use his property. Turn the page to the second line. Reb Zeira, just after the beginning of the line, Omar Dalid Amos Taimi. Four Amos will absorb the amount of water that's being poured, typically. Pachas Midalid Amos Lo Taimi. Less than four Amos will not absorb. My Beinayu, what's the significance of this statement? Amar Abaya Orech V'Katin Ika Beinayu. If it is long and thin, it doesn't bother us because there's still enough absorption area. A long and thin thing might not be usable. You have this question by mezuzah, for example. However, we paskin it over there. But if instead of having 4 amos by 4 amos, 7 feet by 7 feet, you have a long and narrow area, your apartment kitchen, for example, long and narrow. So in other areas, it becomes a shaila, it's a machlokas, we've shown him how to deal with it. But over here, we just need absorption. We really don't care if it's usable or not usable. We just need that amount. The water should be going onto an area that has this amount, this number of square inches. And that's all we want. Mishneh Berurah points out that once you have Dalet Amos on Dalet Amos, or this uka, this ditch, that holds sasayim, as we described, once that's in place, you're allowed to keep pouring water, even if it's not terribly logical. Or, for example, if the uka is already filled from before Shabbos, you're still allowed to pour water there. And the reason is that Chazal felt that it's really all in their court. Midoraisa, this is not called hotza'ah. You're not putting the water into the public area. So it's not a Da'oraisa issue. There's nothing biblical here. We're dealing with how much of an accommodation has to be in place so that no one will misrepresent what you're doing or make a mistake later on and do it directly into Rishus HaRabim. And by doing this ditch, or making sure that there's enough area to absorb normally what's dropped, so that seems to be sufficient, that there was an accommodation made. And after that, you can keep pouring it onto the accommodation. Even again, for example, if it's filled from before Shabbos, doesn't bother us. You're pouring it in a certain place, and that place was authorized. Yeshakoach, have a great day. So once you